Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Paul Cherry back on the show. Paul is back. He's the president and founder of Performance-Based Results, and he is a syndicated columnist that in many publications, and he's been hanging out with us now for a few years, and he and I recently had a little interview, just the two of us, on his bandwidth, and I've asked him to come back and talk to us about how you and I move forward. Let's focus forward. Let's look at the horizon, not over the horizon. We can see the new stuff coming on the horizon. And I've asked Paul to join us and help us bring those things into focus. Paul, welcome back.
Oh, Jim, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So, Paul, it's great to have you back again, Paul. And thank you for the great interview, the great visit we had on your podcast a week or so ago. Paul, I'm trying to help people focus on what's on the horizon right now, not what's over the horizon. I'm convinced now that we're in a place where we can start seeing that the response to the pandemic needs to not become the new danger to us, where the disease is less of a danger and the response is still a danger. We're crossing over. People are starting to see there actually are businesses opening up more and more in the country today in different states. We're starting to see that. And when that happens, customers are going to start popping up. They're going to start raising their hands. And there's going to be a lot of people doing business similar to the way they used to. But there's going to be new opportunities, brand spanking new things that wouldn't have existed without the pandemic, that somebody needs to take advantage of. You've thought a lot about this. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, in terms of the new opportunities, we're seeing that. Just yesterday, I was on a call with a vehicle outfitting service, and their business is down at least 50%. But because of the challenge they're facing, they've created this personal barrier product to separate the driver and the passenger. They came out with this literally. Business is booming. I sat on calls for 2 hours.
Wow.
Everyone's like, yeah, what is this about? So it's some green light thinking. We got to see where this is a problem. What new opportunities can we create? And I realize everybody can't come up with something like that, but there are some. Think differently. Just think differently in terms of how you can react to the market.
Well, and don't those ideas spring from what you think your customers are going to want from you?
Yeah. And part of that thing is just being able to listen to our customers. That's going to be key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an example for us is we sell skill-based, behavioral-based training and development. Well, that market is just crashed.
Yeah.
What we need to do is change our focus, and it's not about skills. It's about motivation. So when we get together with people, it's all about addressing the attitudes and strategizing. See, I have to shift my mindset to help our customers shift theirs. All of us have to adapt to the changes in the market. But it is opportunities, okay?
Do you think people are going to be making – they're going to be – the whole relationship with customers is going to be more emotional going forward than it has been in the past? Even grizzled old tough guys like you and me. What do you think?
God, Jim. You know what? And I'm glad that is. Thank you. And I hope it is emotionally charged because, you know, in today's marketplace, 21st century, that's what relationships are built on, you know, the emotional drivers. That's what's going to differentiate. That's what's going to reinforce the relationships is those emotions. I know when things get tough, I'm going to remember who's been around to help me. And that's what customers are seeking out. You know, what can you do to partner and help me? And it goes beyond just saying, calling up somebody and giving that lip service saying, how can I be of help to you? That doesn't go anywhere. But it's really stepping up and to say, look, I know you're in a challenge. Let me come on over. Let me spend a half a day. Let me help you make some deliveries.
We're going to need to step in like that, aren't we? We're going to need to plug in what I'm calling the new regular. That's going to include those kinds of feelings that people are having, I think.
That's right.
What you just described. Paul, I need you. Can you give us your website, please?
Oh, yes, pdresults.com. P as in performance, B as in boy, results.com.
pbresults.com. Check it out, folks. That's where you'll find Paul
Cherry
and all his outstanding stuff. And he and I will be right back. It's 20 till. We come back. We're going to talk about helping your customers help their customers. How about that? And then later on, we'll talk about the competition, who are talking about you, by the way, right now. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.